With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A solid no from Kyiv, Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky dismissed the planned summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Zelensky stated that any peace deal excluding Kyiv would lead to dead solutions. Any decisions that are against us, any decisions that are without Ukraine, are at the same time decisions against peace. They will not achieve anything. In a recent statement posted to Telegram, Zelensky said Ukraine's territorial integrity enshrined in the Constitution must be non-negotiable. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Major protest this weekend in Britain. Police have arrested more than 360 people in central London, supporters of a recently banned pro-Palestinian group, intentionally flouted the law as part of their effort to force the government to reconsider the ban. The Trump administration's nickname for a new detention center in Indiana has sparked a backlash. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The Department of Homeland Security announced a facility in the state of Indiana will house immigrants facing deportation. Officials are calling it the Speedway Slammer. The agency posted an image of an IndyCar-style race car emblazoned with the word ICE. Speedway, which hosts the Indianapolis 500, issued a statement saying the town was not involved. An IndyCar asked that its intellectual property not be used, but DHS officials said they won't stop promoting the nickname. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Justice Department is after New York Attorney General Letitia James. She has been subpoenaed for records related to the lawsuit she won against Donald Trump. This is SRN News. Gay pride events are going out of style.
Ever since President Trump returned to the White House, LGBT activists across the nation say nobody wants to bankroll their events, and volunteers are in short supply, too. This has prompted the cancellation of some gay pride parades and the scaling back of others in several states. A growing number of big corporations getting off the LGBT bandwagon these days, and that has sharply reduced the cash that organizations could count on to fund their events. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United States military has had chaplains for all of its 250 years. In 1775, George Washington made a declaration that has shaped the military ever since when he said, "We need chaplains." Today, all across the globe, thousands of clergy in uniform continue to provide counsel and care for all of our military members. This is SRN News. Well, the Trump administration has won an appeal in the high-profile case against immigrant deportations.
A split appeals court panel has tossed out a judge's contempt finding against President Trump's administration in a case over deportations to an El Salvador prison. The decision comes after planes carrying Venezuelan migrants landed at the prison, even after U.S. District Judge James Boasberg said in court that they must return to the United States.
That is correspondent John Scott. Some scary moments last night in Atlanta when Detroit Lions safety Maurice Norris went down after trying to make a tackle late in the game. He was taken to the hospital, though later, early this morning, he said he feels much better. And a happy note, Tom Brady's statue, weighing 6 tons and standing 17 feet tall, has been unveiled in New England. More details at srnnews.com.